Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
We're going to put those ones on hold, and that is Noxie Tanz and the song Psalm 61. We're going to put it on hold. I'm back again with Pastor Solomon Lisiba Lekgodi. Muruti, how are you?
I am awesome, ma'am, and how are you together, the family?
We are doing very well, Muruti. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's been a minute. I don't know our audio today, but we'll do the best that we can. Yeah, Muruti, so I understand that a lot of people start abusing substance when it is time for celebration, when the festivities are taking place and people are happy. That's when some are introduced to these substances that we're talking about. Well, today we are focusing on vaping, of course, but people are introduced to different kinds of substances during the festivities.
Yes, for sure. I think, you know, based on the festives and the hype around festive seasons, you know, people are trying their, what do you call them, resolutions before January. So some will be saying, no, I want to start doing this. Others is just an issue of peer pressure, you know, because even the on the streets, you know, seeing everyone starting to vape on their hand, it looks a bit cooler, it looks more fun than your normal hubby-bubby. So that makes people want to try it. Adults are now, you know, feeling it looks a bit cooler, doesn't have a lot of, you know, odor on its own, smell that much. So people feel it's something easier to, you know, just use without considering the harmful effects of it. But based on the festivities and also because of, you know, people generally, we have this thing of being explorers. So we want to explore even on the side of using vape, as they call it. But yeah, I told them on the radio, I want to talk, but yes, I am here one time.
So now I'm wondering, because when we were talking about hubbly bubbly, I remember that some people were lured by the nice smell, strawberries, pineapple. So when it comes to vape, is it the same thing as well? Because it looks cool. You can have it in your car, wherever you drive, and it gives a bigger smoke, more than the cigarette. And people think it's innocent. Are they lured by the smell as well? Because it's attractive, it smells good, different flavors as well, just like hubbly bubbly?
There are those who mix it. Just like hubbly bubbly, there are those who just mix. You know, there are those then who would try to mix with some of the chemicals that would make it smell a bit cooler. But studies have shown that there are more harmful effects infected within the same vape, where you find that some of the ingredients that are there within vape, you then find ingredients that have to deal with, you know, dealing with weeds. And so there will be a particular smell that will attract someone.
Okay.
So there are those who then now and then try and put in flavor. But originally when it was coming, it did not have those flavors, because they were saying if you wanted to quit smoking, you can vape and use vape. But within that space, then people started corrupting the process. And now it's no longer more on you trying to quit smoking, but you are now dealing with, you know, another addiction because of the nicotine. Because nicotine is quite addictive, so people
But now, does it mean that initially people would just smoke water, nothing else, no nicotine, no chemicals in that, in their vapes?
Not necessarily. It had a few things in it. The chemicals that were there, based on the study, when we were checking it, you then find that, you know, nicotine is there, but it was not as strong as, you know.
So that's why people were using it to try quit smoking.
So hence, it's not as harmful as your regular smokers, where someone would literally take the cigarette. But with it, it was to help you come out of smoking. But the traditional way of using it was that you just pick up a cigarette. Now, with vape, it was to help you quit, you know, smoking. But you then find some particles of nicotine in it. And the reason why people now become more hooked on it is that nicotine that is there.
All right. So right now there is nicotine, and what else is found in some vapes?
Well, based on the research that we found out is that you then find that there are some aerosols that are there that, you know, you then find that it's said to be 7,000 chemicals that you then find there. Some of them you then find, or what you call these chemicals that are dealing with weeds, find different chemicals that are within the same vape that are also causing harm to the lungs. And I think the reason why vape now has become a problem is that it was also corrupted. It only had nicotine then, but then slowly, you know, there was an introduction of other chemicals that are then found within. So it's different chemicals that you find there. I can mention quite a number of them. Some would even put in dark at call it THC. You can find that some would put it in there. Some would, you know, then abuse it and find some other chemicals to put in a vape. But that is the corruption of it. But originally, it was more on nicotine. Then, in the process of time, you know, other ingredients started being introduced to vaping.
All right.
Original intent was just to help you quit cigarettes. So I think the issue around vape is that you then find people who no longer want to have that kind of traditional way of smoking. And this looks a bit cooler. It's more, you know, it's easier to carry.
It's very simple. It's portable. It's portable.
Yeah, portable.
So you don't even need to buy a whole box and take one by one like people would with cigarettes. It's just this thing, the small thing that they carry.
That's another part that makes people want to be around, you know, this vape thing.
Sure.
Of which we still feel it also possesses a lot of dangers around it. There might be minimal, but there's still dangers. Slow poison is still poison. And though it looks small, but it's still poison.
All right. So you said aerosol. There was some aerosol, or it forms aerosol. And whenever somebody says aerosol, we're thinking about our toilet sprays, you know, the one that we use in the house, air freshers. So these are found in vapes?
You then find, yes, those who are corrupting it, you then find that they will use these flavorings and it will create those kinds of aerosols where you just find a particular smell that reminds you of home. And without considering that some of those chemicals carry other harmful chemicals in them that might cause more damage to the body itself, beyond the lungs, but to the body itself.
So
there is a number of chemicals. When they are checking, that regular tobacco cigarettes contain about 7,000 chemicals, many of which are toxic. While we don't know exactly chemicals are in the cigarettes, or rather in the e-cigarettes, you then find that there are about 7,000 chemicals.
So, is it possible for somebody who's smoking or who's vaping? I nearly said who smokes vape, but who's vaping to also infect others with these high toxic chemicals in their spaces? So, if somebody is vaping in the house, their children, their pets, there, could they also be affected by these toxic chemicals?
Yes. You know, it's the same thing with cigarettes. Remember, when one would use cigarettes, they call them partial smokers or secondary smokers, where, you know, you are not the primary one smoking.
Yeah.
But the bigger, when someone starts smoking around you and you are the secondary smoker, you take more than the one who's smoking. So imagine if there is a child in the house and the father is busy there vaping, the child would be inhaling a lot of that, you know, smoke. They are taking more than the actual person. So in the process of time, you find that both the father and the child are now addicted to the same thing. And this is where it now brings out the number of young people trying to also find themselves vaping in the process, because someone introduced them without, you know, formal introduction to vaping. And this is why you would then find people who would now and then crave to vape. And they don't know why they're craving, but because they've been around people who do that, then it starts, you know, coming to them. I think the scripture somehow it knew that, you know, there would be such things when it said, if you hang around the wise, you'll be wise. Mm. And it says, bad company corrupts good character. So I think when you are around such an atmosphere of smoking and inhaling all these things, then all of a sudden you also want that high. The thing that you inhaled within, you know, maybe 30 minutes of walking with this person or driving with this person. I mean, I've seen people driving and they'll be vaping and there'll be children at the back.
Mm.
Though they're saying that I've opened the window, but I'm still saying there are children at the back.
Mm.
They're inhaling this thing. They're taking it in. Then when you are not there, they are alone.
Mm.
They start feeling like they need to vape. Why? Because they were secondary smokers.
Mm.
So the effects that will happen to the father, they will start to also happen to the children. It might take time with children, but they will soon also manifest themselves in them.
All right. Muruti, let's take a break and then cross over to our news headlines. And then when we come back, let's talk about the effects of vaping on one's body. We are going to take the sounds of Noxie Thuns and the song Psalm 61, taking us to the news headlines.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rate apply.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
The time now is exactly 28 minutes, just before 3. And at 3 o'clock, when I say goodbye, Germany, Johan El says hello to you on something else. And right now, I'm still with Pastor Lisiva Solomon Lekhodi. We're talking about vaping. And a greeting to me, Gwenangens. Chantel, hello to you. And Margaret van Ronsberg. And Margaret says, morning. Good day to you. I understand, why is it morning? Morning is the beautiful, the most beautiful part of the day, isn't it? So good morning to you. And Frank Jacob saying, love the show. Thank you so much. Hello to you, Frank. And thank you so much for being with us. I'm still with Pastor Lisiva Solomon Lekhodi. We're talking about vaping. Now, Muruti, before we went to the news headlines, I was asking about the effects that vaping might have on somebody else's body.
Yes. Well, when it comes to the research behind the issue of vaping, it could be a bit harmful both to the heart and the lungs. I think because primarily the main thing there is nicotine, which is the primary agent in, you know, regular cigarettes, and in e-cigarettes, it is highly addictive as well. Research says it could cause you to crave smoke and suffer withdrawal.
Yeah.
Suffer withdrawal symptoms. If you ignore the craving, nicotine is a toxic substance. It raises your blood pressure and spikes your adrenaline, which increases your heart rate and the likelihood of having a heart attack.
Sure.
So it looks less harmful, but it's still harmful.
Mm.
So it's less harmful compared to the traditional way of smoking, but it also has its own, you know, effects on it.
Sure.
So vaping is bad. So the message is that people need to know that vaping is bad.
How do people vape? Through their nose, through their mouth? I really don't know. I haven't observed. Do they use their nostrils? Do they use their mouth?
It's just an electronic cigarette. So they would still use the same way of smoking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's just a electrical cigarette. So the vape part, it's because of, you know, the way it is. So it's called the vape, but it's just electronical cigarette. That's the meaning of it. It's a cigarette.
So one is taking all these chemicals into themselves, and it can affect their hearts and their lungs.
True.
Sure.
Because it is also said that, you know, there are many unknown things about, you know, vaping, including some of the chemicals that make up vapor, and also how they affect the physical health.
Unless you can find Nyaupe in there as well.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, Murat, that is like really scary, and it's also addictive.
It is. Nicotine is addictive. So what people don't understand is that the small amount of nicotine that they are having, in the process of time, you'd want a higher dosage of it. So you start with vaping. Then at some point, it is said that the people who are vaping, at some point, they'll also start, you know, craving to have a traditional way of smoking. So they'll smoke and also vape.
Okay.
They'll smoke and also vape. You'd find one with a cigarette in the pocket, also with the vape.
So they might also experience like the withdrawal symptoms if you try to stop them from vaping, just like somebody who uses cigarettes as well.
Yes, the effects will be the same.
Now, Moriti, as you're working with people who are addicted on these, are there people coming through who are also addicted to vaping who need help and rehabilitation as a result? Does it get that worse?
You know, based on where we are and currently with the kind of stats we have, I would say 0.1 out of 10, we find people who, you know, addicted to it, or those who are honest about it. Because most people, when you start talking about vaping, because there's not really much awareness done on vaping. So a lot of young people don't think that is wrong. And that is why it's bought by a lot of young people, and also even how it's being sold. You can find it anywhere in Mamelodi, in a tuck shop. You can find someone selling them. So the awareness around it, the awareness around it is not that strong, like how we were combating for, you know, hookah pipe and other illicit substances. When it comes to vape, we are just a bit minimal. So the awareness on it still needs to be said well, so that people can understand the dangers of, you know, vape or e-cigarettes. So you really find people who say, I'm here because I have a problem, I'm smoking, you know, I'm using vape or more. So what would happen is, because of the kind of program that we have, when you are a substance abuser or a drug abuser, they would then say you're still okay even when you are smoking. So they would also allow someone to vape. But in our facility, we would discourage it.
Yeah.
We'd still allow you to smoke, but would rather discourage you from smoking vape, or rather from vaping. Then in the process of time, we would also want you to find a place where you are no longer smoking.
Sure.
But when it comes to people coming in, walk-ins, and, you know, people saying, I want to stop, you rarely find that, because
they're not open about it, because it's cool, it's beautiful.
It doesn't look like it's a problem.
All right. I came across a testimony of one who is coughing blood now, feeling two bags daily of blood in the morning, just in the morning, because of vaping. And that was so sad for me to see. Now, if somebody has there's this question that they were asking before I go to somebody who is vaping. There's a question that is always there that says, is vaping worse than cigarettes, or are cigarettes worse than vaping? According to you, Muruti, Ziafana listen to 609, or is it that no man? So which one is worse? Are they both worse?
Woman of power. I will be honest, not as a pastor, but as one who sees people who are in this world.
Yeah,
they are both the same. Remember, when someone is using this e-cigarette, another one is using the traditional way of smoking. What we are not told, and this is the issue, is that this vape, this e-cigarette, it has not been administrated well, or it's not regulated well. I mean, if you can find it anywhere,
you can find it anywhere
in a tuck shop. That for me is a problem, to say now a 14-year-old would smoke it, might smoke small particles of nicotine, but when that 13-year-old, 14-year-old is 18, I will have a problem of a young man who cannot quit smoking simply because they've been smoking this over time. So just because it has been introduced as a way to come out of, you know, your traditional way of smoking, and now you are being given an electronical way of smoking, that alone tells me if this thing has not been regulated well, this is the same. When one smokes traditionally and the other one smokes with a vape, they are both the same, because the effects will be the same in the process of time. This one, it might be quicker because they are using traditional way. This one, it will be slower simply because it's minimal, but the road is the same.
And also, you know, depending what's inside, right?
Yes. Okay. So that's the deal breaker. So depending on what's inside, then that becomes another challenge. So one would be having vape, but within the vape, you find other illicit drugs. You'd find one has dacha in it mixed, and then that would also create problems, because in the process of time, we are going to lose this person as they are continuing. So the effects are the same. It's just the other one, it's more packaged, or rather, it's well packaged. So the e-cigarette, it's packaged well, as compared to your normal way of, you know, putting in dacha. So I can just take those things that are have a normal way out to apache. But in the process of time, that effect...
Oh, you're talking about the Zol.
Yes.
Zol, yeah.
Zol, dacha, yes. So yeah. When you find... So the question would be, which one is better? Both of them are dangerous. It's just the other one is easier because it's on small particles, but the other one is more. But both of them have equal, or rather, the law of predestination. If I put you into a closed room without a door, without windows, chances of you suffocating are 100%. So same way, when one smokes traditionally and the other one, and with a vape, both of them are going into the same direction. Lungs will be a problem. Heart problems will be their portion based on the level of, you know, their smoking. But again, also because of the one ingredient that is there, the nicotine.
All right, gracious.
Because of the nicotine.
Yes, Maruti, because of the nicotine?
Oh, yes, I was saying based because of the nicotine and other things that are being added on top of the nicotine. It could be any other substance that is being mixed.
And it can end up even being worse than the cigarette because of the things that are put in. So one might end up having a hookah pipe, a small anyana hookah pipe in their hands.
It has not been used as that.
All right. Gracious Chabula says, everything Satan brings looks and sounds very nice. This is how the next generation will be heavily negatively affected because of lack of knowledge. Ish, yeah. This is like really sad. And we need to be taught on these. We need to talk open discussions about these, because a lot of people do not have the knowledge. And like we said, it looks cool, it's small, and you are told, no, it will help you to stop smoking, only to find that now other things can be also introduced in it, and there's nicotine in there, which is very, very addictive and very dangerous at the same time. So thank you so much for that. Muruti, what advice do you have for us? We have our young ones writing right now, and I know they'll be celebrating. Some will be. I was so puzzled. I think it was in June, and I was so disturbed by it. I wish I knew where those young people were from. Like as small, as young as 15, they were celebrating, and they had the green bottle. I won't mention the brand, but they had the green bottle. Each had their own. I think others had 2, 3, and they were celebrating. They were opening these, drinking live on social medias. Because they had made it through in June, they passed very well. And so they were celebrating like this. What advice do we have, especially for our young stars and families as well? Because families would look at vaping and take it, it's innocent, and leave it at that. No, kibana, they are having fun. What advice do you have for us?
Look, because we won't be able to stop them, as you said, we can advise that they should not use any, you know, dagga containing, you know, in their vapor. Avoid using informal sources such as, you know, friends or family or online dealers to own vaping devices. Do not modify or add any substance to a vaping device that are not intended by the manufacturer.
Mm.
That comes because we understand that there will be those who still do it, but at least avoid, you know, insertions or things that were not intended. But at the same time, we'll still advise them that if you can, by all means, stop vaping now before it's too late, where things have went out of hand with your body.
Mm.
And also to parents, you know, one thing I've noticed is that children do not hear us, they see us.
Yeah.
So if I'm a parent, I should not tell them, don't smoke vape, whereas I'm smoking it. I did not say anything. They will just go behind the house and still take it. So to parents, may we become what we are preaching. May we become the advice that we are giving to them, that do not do this because I'm not doing it. Let them see it. Then they will be able to hear us. But yet again, you know, to South Africa at large, may we find ways to bring more awareness on this so that families can also be, you know, impacted with the knowledge that vape in itness looking right, but may we stop it.
Muruti, thank you so much for talking to us. We need these from time to time. We need to hear about it, especially with the festivities. I think, and I'm hoping that we'll talk to you some more as we are getting in to the festivities. Well, we really need that. We really need that. We got new people every year. I remember when the late Sipokaleni was still alive. I remember him sitting behind the mic and talking about how disturbed he was meeting with young children as young as 12, who each one of them had a six, what do they call them? Six, whatever, cans of beer. Yeah. And they say, and he says they were sitting with their parents and uncles, and they were like, no, let them drink. It's time to celebrate. And they've passed very well. So sometimes we are the ones who are introducing these things to our children, not knowing what they're going to do to their lungs, to their livers, to their brains. We do not know about these, but it's like, no, my father did this, so now I'm also doing it. Only to find that you're killing your own. You're killing your own. And so he says they gave the children the sweet tasting. There's a sweet taste that goes with it in that as a way and a form of celebration. So thank you so much for opening these talks with us. And also, I'm hoping that as we go into the festive season, we will have more talks with you. How do we get hold of you? How do we get hold of Second Chance Recovery Center?
Well, we can get me on this number that we are using now that says 081. This is the number that we are currently using now. That's 081-893-3497. 081-893-3497. That is the cell phone number and the WhatsApp number. But the landline is still the same. It's 012-805-6999. 012-805-6999. Also, you can get us on Facebook. We are also active there.
And I understand that we can also send in an email, right? At info@secondchancerecovery.co.za. So it's info@secondchancerecovery.co.za. Sure, Moriti, thank you so much. We are forewarned, so we better choose and do right. Choose life. Choose life.
Choose life.
Thank you so much, Moriti. Have a blessed one.
Thank you, one of our two. Get out of the family.
And that is Pastor Lisiva Solomon Lekhodi. He's available on 081-893-3497. It's 081-893-3497. Alternatively, if you'd like to talk to him again on the landline, 012-805-6999. It's 012-805-6999. Or you can just drop them an email at info@secondchancerecovery.co.za. They are also on social media platforms.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.